You got church members that they easily deal with. I know in our church, we got people that deal with stress and anxiety.
Yeah.
We even had a couple of comments come through the live feed when you were teaching and preaching, and hey, I'm really glad I'm here live, but I'm really discouraged, or I'm really trying to be encouraged in the Lord.
Getting to know more about God in His Word and meeting some interesting people along the way. This is the Ben Everson Podcast.
Welcome to today's podcast. I'm so glad you've joined us. And I do want to say a thank you to additional people who have jumped on board and have started even supporting the podcast. That's a huge blessing. And in fact, that's part of the motivation why I decided to kind of kick it into higher gear and come up with more podcast episodes on a quicker basis, as well as the things going on in our country right now. And a lot of people are just kind of hunkered down in their homes and their places. And without a lot of places to go, except maybe the grocery store or the pharmacy. And so we've got some more time to take some time to just listen through things like this. I am actually right now sitting with Pastor Tyler Scott at the Gospel Light Baptist Church in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And you're listening to this recorded, obviously, so we're not there anymore. But we had some virtual meetings here, and so grateful for the church and Brother Scott being flexible with us to do it all live stream style. Thanks so much for taking time for us this morning.
Yes, it's a privilege for our church to be able to host you and your family, especially with given the coronavirus and all this taking place. So it's good for our church to be able to be a blessing to you and your family.
Well, this is huge. It gave us also a sense of normalcy a little bit, you know, which is big because we don't actually have a house. Yeah. And so to be able to kind of feel like we were sort of doing meetings, yeah, you know, that was nice for us. But, and we'll get to the status of Baton Rouge and things that are going on here virus wise and all that. But I wanted to start with a little bit of background here at the church. You've been here for a few years now.
Yeah.
And where'd you come from?
Yeah.
All that. Would you give us a nutshell?
So a nutshell, I was born and raised in Michigan, and Ben, yes, and I have a disagreement on this. Go blue, and he's big green. So,
yeah.
But it just proves, as we said in a video this week, that two people, Michigan and Michigan State, can come together,
right,
for the sake of the gospel.
Amen,
so,
amen.
Born and raised in Michigan. Dad was an assistant pastor, or youth pastor, assistant pastor for 35 plus years at the same ministry. My mom, a Christian school teacher. Lord called me to Pensacola Christian College and went there for a youth ministries degree, got my bachelor's in that with a emphasis in physical education, and met my wife there, and I definitely married up, that's for sure.
That's,
and we got married May 10th of 2014, so we're coming up on 6 years of marriage this May. And stayed on there for 2 years, was an enrollment advisor and an assistant basketball coach with my uncle, Coach Mark Getch, and enjoyed that time. But we knew God wanted us in ministry. We just didn't know where. And lo and behold, we got phone calls from all different places through an application about going to being a position of a youth pastor. But we got a phone call from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And I thought it was either a telemarketer or something like that, you know, and it turns out it was my roommate, my junior and senior year, his dad was the music director at the church, but he was looking at taking a different position in Abeka Books and needed to hire somebody to replace him.
Yeah.
Well, I was that guy, and I didn't know I was talking to him and realizing who it was. And did some research and found out it was my best friend's dad. And so anyway, we came over here, and the story goes like this. We never talked about money with the church. We always wanted to talk about ministry opportunities and let the Lord lead in that. But then they brought up the conversation about finances. Well, there was a lot lower amount than what we were expecting given the cost of living and all that. And we came in and we were kind of worried about that. How were we going to provide for our needs and stuff like that?
Yeah, sure.
The first song in that service was the song Living by Faith. And so my wife and I, we sat there and we literally said this. We said, we don't care what we get paid. God, you've called us to this place. And that is how the Lord has providentially brought us to Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
So. Well, amen. Amen. So that, well, that's an exciting way to start.
Yeah. Yeah. We've been here, let's see, July will be, we came in 15, July will be 5 years officially. Yeah.
Well, so. that's huge.
Yeah.
And for those of you who may be listening, who are basketball fans, Brother Scott, is quite a baller, and went to Genesee.
Yeah.
Out there in Michigan. Yeah. And very familiar with them.
Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, but you would have been the first player out of Genesee to get a, you were the first to be offered, yeah, a Division I, yeah, scholarship.
We went to a tournament called Junior Nationals, and Junior Nationals was hosted by Eastern Michigan. And during that time, I was approached by one of the recruiters there, and it was a wonderful opportunity, but it was definitely something that wasn't of the Lord's will. And so we, I remember I was telling you this just a moment ago, yeah, my dad sat me down and he basically said, there's two questions you need to answer. And he said, I already know one of them. And it's, first one is, what do you want to do with your life? And I already know that. But then he asked the question, what does God want you to do with your life? And that was the question at the time I did not like, but it was the best question he could have ever asked me, because I knew God had called me into ministry. I was just trying to find another outlet to be able to live my life however I wanted. And, you know, I'm so thankful that I chose the route of what God's path and direction was for me, because I don't know where I'd be if I went the other way.
Well, that's a great reminder to all of any of the young people, or even like college age too, because there's always these options we think in our mind, but it's always best to just find out what God wants us to do. We'll never be sorry about that. Never be sorry about that. So here you are at the church. I mean, this is a different culture than Michigan.
Yeah.
And without, I mean, your church folks are probably going to hear this.
So yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to get you in trouble.
No.
But what are some of the cultural differences that you have felt between Michigan and being here, not just in the South, but I don't even know how to say it right. Louisiana.
All right. No, I think culturally, I think one of the biggest things that, and it's really not in a negative sense, they're all positive, but it's just a family oriented atmosphere. I mean, the Cajun culture, not only do they have the most amazing food, which I apologize, Michigan, casseroles are not the best thing in the world. It is Cajun cooking that is the best thing in the world. You know, it's a culture of, they will give the shirt on your off their back for anything that you need. And I mean, many of us saw in the news the flood of 2016. We had people within our church that took their boats out, that helped people get out of their homes. I mean, it's a whole different culture here, but it's a culture that I think the cool thing is, though there are some cultural differences, the love for the Lord is still the same. And that's the thing that I enjoy the most here at Gospel Light, is just the people's love for not only each other, but for the word of God. Every time I'm preaching, our people are just engaged with what is being delivered, the word of God. So,
oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take a quick break early in the podcast today, but when we come back, we are going to touch on the coronavirus, COVID-19, and how that's affecting the area here, and some creative ways to work through that and around that right after this. And we're back with Pastor Tyler Scott, and who's recently become a good friend of mine. We think a lot alike, have good fellowship, and really appreciate his friendship. And, of course, we're here in Baton Rouge doing everything we can, doing all the social distancing and washing of hands. I'm washing other people's hands. No, not really. it was interesting here. This is the first time I've experienced this. Maybe some of our listeners already are experiencing this, but at the fast food restaurants, they're taking, like the Chick-fil-A, they're doing these lines where you have to stand in a certain line outside, or a line on the drive-through.
Wow.
So that they don't come close enough to your car to breathe on you or anything like that. It's really, really something. And of course, service. I mean, give us the timeline of things here, because you're not doing services anymore.
Right. No, we had our last official service. I believe it was either March 15th or March 22nd. No, it was March 15th. We had our final service. At that point, it was the governor had come out. And we try to, you know, the Bible says the powers that be are ordained of God and to submit ourselves therefore under the higher power. And so, we try to be good citizens and be respectful to that. And so, initially it started with gatherings of over 100, which yeah. our church is on average about 100 to 115. With our morning service, it's split up. We have our adults in here and we have our kids in there, and that makes up our 115. So we knew we were going to abide by that rule.
Yeah.
So we continued with services that week. But then it went down, and as you see in the news, you see the spike here in Louisiana as one of the, I think it's the most infectious of any, maybe other than New York and New Jersey, as far as the rate per capita of infection. It's just through the roof. And it's really started in New Orleans, and it's made its way up to Baton Rouge. But now we're at the point where it was, it went from to 50, and then it went down to 10. And now we're at a stay-at-home order. And so my thinking behind all of that, and again, every pastor is to shepherd their own flock. So what I did with our ministry is in no way criticizing another ministry. They got to do what's best for their people. But the line that I just cannot cross is the risk of gathering at the expense of somebody else's health, where they may not even realize they've contracted the illness and passed it to somebody who really would show symptoms of that. I just, as a pastor, I can't, in my good conscience, think and picture somebody in our ministry dying from this
yeah.
and having to do a funeral that I wanted to be this Mr. Spiritual, you know,
yeah.
and then pass away from that.
So you don't view it, forgive me for interrupting, but you don't view it as an attack on liberty, like,
no.
like that's what they're targeting your church and trying right. to get you to shut down.
I think the coolest thing with this whole thing is bars are shut down.
Yeah,
I mean, people have been praying bars need to close their doors, and you know what? They have.
Yeah,
that's true. And yeah. so, you know, I was telling somebody literally today, I said, this is not an attack on religious freedom. Now, could this be a foreshadowing right. of what it could look like? Absolutely.
Right.
But in terms of its infringement on Christian liberty, no, not at all. They're allowing us to stream through the internet, and they're allowing us to do drive-ins. I know a lot of people do the drive-in service.
Right.
FM transmitter. I think that's wonderful. But there, an attack on liberty is when it is specifically isolated in the in our society. And right now, it's all across the board,
right?
All different, and bars and you know restaurants and so forth, they're closed as well. Right. So,
and I feel the same way as you do. Of course, neither of us are lawyers, so no one should take yeah. in this episode
right.
that this is legal advice, because I have seen some people come at it a little bit different, and that's okay. It's really, it can be a challenge for folks
right.
Right now. So let's finish up here with some creative ways that you're working around this, working through it, because yeah. you're not a mega church ministry
right.
with just this multi, you know, at least hundreds of thousands of budget for right. fancy equipment, but right. yet you've been live streaming,
yeah.
you know, and we, even this week, we were able to be creative with a mix of live stream yeah. and, some recorded things that we did.
Yeah. I saw something today that was a big encouragement to me, and it was something to the effect of, though the church doors may be closed, now more than ever, the church has to be the example of being the church. Mm-hmm. Because we all know the church is not a building, it's a body of believers. And so what we've done here in our ministry is we've just taken the simplest technological things that we have and use them to honor and glorify the Lord. And so we've taken, like, for example, I have a tripod, which a tripod, you can pretty much, I think you can pretty much go anywhere. I got mine at Walmart.
Yeah.
I got mine at Walmart and somewhere around $20. And obviously I have my smartphone. And the great thing about Facebook and YouTube is that their streaming services are completely free. Whereas you got Vimeo that charges about $70 a month. You got some other ones that they have a monthly rate for it. We just so happen to use Facebook. And I'm looking at also trying to do YouTube as well, to be able to use free services that will engage our people. And we've had wonderful response. And here's the cool thing. We have had visitors from all different areas of the Baton Rouge area, as well as all across the world, tuning into, or I shouldn't say world, all across the country, excuse me, that are tuning in, and the gospel's going forward. We, matter of fact, I didn't tell you this, but we sent out an electronic track that was produced by somebody else. We've gotten emails. My secretary commented on me, or told me this morning, that we got an email saying that we've had people receive those, and I've heard from other ministries where they've prayed and trusted Christ.
Wow.
And so it's just a new way of getting the gospel out.
Yeah.
And so we've taken that route of coming in, and I just come in myself and do it, set it up. And then, of course, one of the blessings we have is online giving. We've been able to use that. People have driven up and dropped their tithe off and so forth. But we've also had this avenue of electronic giving that's been a tremendous blessing as well. So,
well, here now, as we're recording this, again, you're going to be listening to this delayed somewhat. But as we're looking, it is we're recording this April 1st. And as we're sitting here right now, the president has issued the 30-day, I don't know what to call it, recommendations, mandates, whatever it is. We want to do what we can do to help our community.
Yeah.
So call it whatever you want. I forget what the official title is, but we're looking at the entire month of April for sure, mm-hmm. not being able to meet as a church.
Yeah.
To close up here, are mm-hmm. there some thoughts you can encourage church folks with, not mm-hmm. just your own church, but yeah. other folks, how, you know, the newness... There is a certain level of excitement with some
sure.
of this. Yeah,
mm.
fear, but there's also like, wow, this is cool. You know, yeah. we're all meeting on Noom, or we're watching yeah. Facebook Live, or whatever. Yeah. Is there anything you could say to encourage folks? Because this is going to be a long month.
Yeah, I think two things. Though you may be taking a break from church, you never want to take a break from your relationship with God. Period. Right. End of discussion. The other thing, too, is I have a three-year-old. I have an almost one-year-old. She'll be one this year, or this month, excuse me, April 16th. And I know there's a lot of parents out there probably listening where you're frustrated because you got your kids at home. But the truth of the matter is whether your kids go to public school, whether your kids go to a private school or Christian school, the best place for your kids to be are with you ultimately. Spending time with you that otherwise would be spent at work, distancing yourself from your family. We've been given the gift of time with our families. And I know that they can be annoying. I know they can be stressed, you know, and so forth. But this is a tremendous blessing that we ought to use wisely in our time. And I think another thing is not just thinking of yourself during this time. Think of other people during this time. You got church members that they easily deal with. I know in our church, we got people that deal with stress and anxiety.
Yeah.
We even had a couple of comments come through the live feed when you were teaching and preaching. And, hey, I'm really glad I'm here live, but I'm really discouraged, or I'm really trying to be encouraged in the Lord. You know, don't just meet your own needs, but meet the needs of others as well. Send a text message. Call somebody. Stay connected. One of the things we do as we close is I've divided our congregation up into four sections. Hmm. And so there's three deacons on staff, or three deacons at our church. And then there's me as well as a full-time pastor here. I've asked our deacons at least once a week to take their list of 10, 15 families and to call, text, or email and just stay in communication with them. What do you need? Is there any prayer request? How can we help you with this? Just staying connected. And I would say this finally, that this time is going to prove just how connected we are to our churches. Mm. There's a lot of Christians that they view the church as a social club. They just come. They come Sunday. They come Wednesday. And they don't connect with their church at all during the week. And you look at the book of Acts, and I told our church this is the example. The Bible says they continued daily with one accord. Breaking the bread. They continued in the apostles' doctrine. They were from house to house. Now, we can't obviously go house to house right now because of the social distancing. But
virtually house
to house. The truth is they continued daily. How connected are we as a church? And really what this is also doing is advancing our way of getting the gospel out more. And from those angles, that would be my encouragement to people.
Absolutely.
So.
Well, that is very encouraging, and I want to thank you for taking time to just chat here. And I shake your hand, but that's against the law.
Yeah.
So, but we do appreciate that. And if you want to check out more about Gospel Light Baptist Church, if you have your own church that you're watching, that's great. But if you want to tune in, they have a lot of resources. Pastor does a morning devotional, I think about 10 o'clock Central Time in the morning. And so those are great to watch and such. So where can they find you?
So they can find, you can go to our website, glbcbr.com, and then you can go on our Facebook page, which is just simply our church, Gospel Light Baptist Church. And if you're out of the state, I would encourage you to do Baton Rouge, Louisiana, so that it gets you to the right page. But there you'll find all sorts of resources that we have, and we try to be a blessing not only to our ministry, but to Christians all over the country. So,
amen. Well, thanks so much, and may God bless you, and hopefully, you know, soon we'll be back to, in one sense, normal, in another sense, hopefully not normal, in that we remember this time. But we'll be praying for you.
Praying for you guys as well.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thanks for listening today. Please share this podcast with other folks. Share this episode with other folks. If you feel so led, you certainly don't have to do that. Do this, but if you want to, you can contribute to the monthly support of this podcast. Every bit of it goes to supporting my family, as we have, you know, we're going to be just as homebound as everybody else, but you don't have to. We'll keep doing these for free and making available that way, but hopefully it'll be a blessing to you. Until next time, this is Ben Everson. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for joining us on the Ben Everson Podcast. Learn more at beneverson.com.